Let's get ready to football! Hello and welcome in. You're listening to the Let's Get Ready to Football podcast with your hosts, David, Thomas, and Colton.
Hey guys, welcome to the Let's Get Ready to Football podcast. This is your host, Thomas, and I am joined by the man, the myth, the legend, David Carver. How's it going, man?
It's going good. I know you listeners are very disappointed
to
hear me be introduced. You were very much hoping that somehow you could have gotten a podcast with just Zach and Thomas. But we just can't take the competition. I'm just going to be honest. We can't take the heat. So we're not having him ever back again.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's Thomas and I's podcast, and we're not going to ever have a good guest on again. That's what we decided this week.
Dude, yeah, if we can't be the stars of the show, no one's going to be the star of the show.
Right. That's what I like to say, too. It's all about us.
It's about us and only us.
Well, but what do you think happened to Colton?
Yeah, you got a little greedy, dude. You got a little greedy. And, we couldn't share the spotlight and someone had to go.
Definitely.
But no, man, Zach did a great job. I wish... Actually, he did an amazing job. I wish I would have had the opportunity last week to sit down with you and him and talk a little bit of football. Unfortunately, I was sick. I'm sorry, listeners.
Don't apologize. Just do better. How about that?
Yeah. Just do better. No excuses. You know, I have to make the bed. I guess I have to sleep in the bed that I make. So, anyways. Listeners, we have a lot to talk about today. As we speak, the Cowboys and the Ravens just kicked off, and they're playing that unusual Tuesday night game because of COVID and the rescheduling. But we have a lot to talk about despite the Cowboys and Ravens playing with week 13, David. What are your first impressions? Anything stick out to you out of the ordinary?
The very first thing, and I don't want to go too far down the tangent. Like Thomas said, unfortunately, or I guess fortunately, however you want to look at it, this game's going on right now, so we can't recap it. But I do want to hear, Thomas, I don't know if you've heard some of the complaining about how maybe the NFL's been unfair with the Ravens and how they rescheduled things with the Ravens and kind of purposely set it up to maybe let Lamar Jackson get back. What do you think of that?
All right, I'm going to be completely transparent with all our listeners out there, is I do not know or have enough information. I thought – oh, go ahead, David.
Oh, I didn't say nothing.
I was just going to say I don't know enough information. I will say, you know, we're just two regular Joes talking about football. I will say that the weird scheduling and like the whole thing with the Broncos, I will be very honest. There is no consistency in my opinion. But that's with the information that I know, that NFL could be handling it in the right way. And I'm just misinformed, I do think my first impression, just my regular Joe Thomas impression is, that, I do feel like there's a lot of grace given to the Ravens and for a lot of other teams, or maybe not a lot of other teams, but in other situations and instances, that grace wasn't given. But that's just my impression or my opinion from the information I know.
Yeah, I agree. And unlike Thomas, I'm obviously too informed. Like, I've gotten too many inside sources with the NFL that's been there behind the scenes.
Dude, Adam Schefter is on speed dial for you.
Oh, no. Dude, I am the one that calls Adam Schefter. the teams call me, and I call Adam Schefter. Yeah, like, obviously, there's a ton of information that we don't have. And so, we're operating on what we can see and what we can know. And we have not – I mean, I know this is going to be surprising, but we have not been in those meetings. I don't know why we haven't gotten a call. but we have not been in those meetings. They have not consulted us.
Yeah.
And so I agree with you, though. Like, and like, I've heard the excuse, I guess, that was given that was, like, that there wasn't a threat of an outbreak for the Broncos. You know, it was just the reason why everyone wasn't playing was just because of contact tracing. And then, you know, with some of these other teams, that's the reason why they weren't delayed, is just because it went to contact tracing, where with the Ravens, they were worried about a breakout, which that makes sense. And that makes sense to a good extent, holding it all the way back to Wednesday last week. Fine. That's a sure good reason to hold out the game all the way to Wednesday. But so then why did they delay this game to Tuesday so soon?
Right.
You know, I they delayed it all the way to Tuesday without – I mean, we saw with the Titans, and we've seen with other situations where they're literally delaying games the day of. They're giving it to the last second. The Titans got no days of practice. And we know for a fact that the Ravens went out and, like, talked about how they were going to be all mad because they were going to be forced to play without any days of practice last week. And so we know that they moved it back to Wednesday last week, just so that they can get that extra day, that one day of practice in, which is extremely inconsistent with what we've seen with the Titans. You know, and so I don't know. We know that this COVID situation is an ever-changing situation. So if there is some inconsistencies, I think we would all understand if it was spoken that, like, hey, we live in a different world than we did a month ago, because that's just the truth. Maybe we learn new things, there's new situations. But from what it seems like they blatantly have wanted to make that Ravens-Steelers game look good. They blatantly wanted to give Lamar Jackson a chance to play in this game tonight. And so I'm not for it. I don't like it. It's not fair to the other teams. And, I mean, unfortunately, this is what happens in life sometimes, right? We have the whiny, the whatever the little saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. You got the whiners that end up getting the things. You know, maybe, you know, the Steelers handled it like a real-life football team the first time around. This time, obviously, didn't handle it quite as well, but the first time around with the Titans, they talked about how they just didn't care when they were going to play, handled it like an adult football team. The Titans went out there and took care of business with no time against the Bills. They didn't complain about their practicing, and so I guess they're the ones that kind of get screwed over in the long run.
Yeah, dude. I think that that's exactly what my impression is. Is this is definitely unprecedented times. 2020, but I definitely feel like the Ravens were given a little bit more grace than some of the other teams. I guess that isn't the issue. I guess maybe the motives that we're questioning is the issue.
Yeah, exactly.
But
Thomas, I don't want to interrupt you, but we do have a little bit of breaking news here on the podcast.
What's that?
Which is great because, you know, obviously this is a live podcast. So it is still going to be breaking news. No, but it is relevant to what we're talking about. Dez Bryant today tested for positive for COVID, and he just said that he's quitting the season. And he tweeted that he can't handle this and that he's quitting. And so Dez Bryant is back out of football, it seems. He says, "Tell me why they pull me from warming up so I can go get tested. My family-friendly show, so I'm not going to say the word, but my comeback positive, and I tested positive for COVID, WTF.
Wow.
It seems like he's very upset, and it looks like he might be done. Maybe an overreaction, obviously, but...
Is
this his last chance? If this is really the end, was this his last chance?
Yeah, that seems ridiculous for him. Did he tweet all of that, or was that a statement?
Yep, exact tweet.
Oh, wow.
"Tell me why they pull me from warming up so I can go get tested. My SH word, come back positive. I tested positive for COVID, WTF.
Wow. Dude, that's...
And then I think he had another tweet. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and call it a quit for the rest of the season. I can't deal with this.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's it seems like an overreaction, if you want my initial reaction. But, of course, I don't know all the details, but that is breaking news, and I think that my initial reaction is that's an overreaction. I feel like he's been out of the league for so long, and he's finally given this opportunity, and he's going to throw it away due to a COVID test where the whole world, you know, is kind of facing horrible circumstances and things come up. But, dude, I don't know. Dude, I think that's an overreaction, my initial reaction. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm completely with you. I think if this is true, I think this is the end for Dez. I mean, we've seen it. We saw him barely get a chance last year, then he tore his Achilles, and then he barely got a chance this year. He, you know, I think he made a couple impact plays for the Ravens, but obviously didn't do much. And then now ending it this way, I mean, this is the middle of a pandemic. If he really doesn't want to deal with it, he has the money. He doesn't have to, you know, if that's really, truly where he's at. But everyone in the world is having to deal with crap right now. And most of the crap we don't want to deal with, whether we're okay with the COVID protocols or whether, you know, obviously a group of people maybe thinks things have gone too far, but whether you agree with them or not, you can't. A whole bunch of people are not liking what's going on. Even if you're, you know, one of the people that are still completely bundled up at home and hasn't left your home for 6 months, you still aren't going to convince me that there's not a piece of you that wants to get out of that house.
Right.
Like, we don't like what's going on. The difference is most of us aren't getting paid whatever the veteran minimum is, $1.3 million, to be able to have to deal with some of this stuff. So I definitely think maybe a little bit of an overreaction. I think maybe, you know, and I don't always like to do this to athletes because they live in a different world than us, and it's not completely fair for us to always compare it back to us. But I think also maybe with this specific situation, something that maybe isn't going to come back looking all that great at him for many reasons. But, I mean, you have people at home, unfortunately, right now without a job. And here's a guy complaining about the fact that he still gets paid a crap ton, but may not be able to play tonight, but didn't get to play tonight's game.
So he's quitting.
And he did test positive. So, I mean, I don't know what he want to do. And every single NFL player is dealing with the same garbage he's dealing with right now. So I don't know.
Yeah, dude.
I just don't know. But, Thomas, let's get to actual football. We spent too much time already talking about political garbage within the game. Let's talk about the game itself. What did you see this week that stood out?
Well, sadly, I think you know where I'm going to go with this. Seattle lost to an opponent that we have spent a lot of time making fun of on this podcast. And so, yeah, dude, that my initial reaction was a little bit of shock. I'll be honest, I didn't even know the score until late that night because I was on the road traveling and I didn't get to watch the game, but a little shocked. But, you know, a couple things besides that is I think my initial reaction is the Giants and the Washington football team. They are obviously the contenders in the NFC East. I don't know why I said that when they beat Seattle and the Giants did. But that's my first takeaway. Second takeaway is I don't know how the Patriots scored 45 points with Cam Newton not even throwing 100 yards. And I think their leading rusher was Damian Harris for 16 carries, 80 yards. I don't know how they scored 45 points. Must have been special teams.
Lots of special teams.
And then obviously we saw the Steelers, undefeated Steelers, go down to the Washington football team. So I would say the big thing that stuck out to me this week was the NFC East took a step up to the plate and played some good football. And you know, I think the number one and two spot in the NFC is becoming a little bit more clear with the Saints and the Packers. The AFC to me is still a little bit cloudy, but besides Kansas City, Kansas City is the best team in the NFL. But dude, what were your week 13 reaction?
A lot of the same. The Giants have kind of crept on up on us. The Giants have won four games in a row.
Oh.
Four games in a row. Let me double check that with my analyst. But yeah, they've beaten the now it's not the most impressive four games in a row. I'm gonna give you that. But going backwards, you have at Seattle, which is impressive, at Bengals, at home against the Eagles, at Washington. But then if you even go before that, the game before that, they lost at home to the Bucks, 25-23, so it was a two-point loss. The Giants lost to the Eagles by 1 point at Philly. The game before that, they beat Washington. And then the game before that, they lost to the Cowboys by 3 points at Dallas. And so the Giants are overrated. If you continue to go back, which this is the all, I mean, we're talking about in their, what is that, their last seven games? In their last seven games, they've won five of them. And the other two games came down to a total of 3 points. Oh, no, sorry. They lost in their last eight games. They've won five of them. And those other three games came down to a total of 5 points.
Nice.
If I'm doing the math right, quick on my head. So crazy close this last eight games. These last 2 months, they've been crazy impressive, really. And then you continue to go back. They lost at Rams, 17-9 they lost. Then they got wrecked by the 49ers, their only blowout loss of the season. The week before that, they lost to at Chicago, 17-13. And even week one, they lost 16-26. So there's only two games this year that they've lost by double digits. I mean, not by double digits. Well, double digits is also true, but by multiple possessions. I think I would have never guessed that. I heard that they had been 5-2 in their last seven, and I thought that person was an idiot. I instantly thought there's no way that's true. But the Giants have not been as bad as the record has shown most of the year, and they're kind of heating up. And I can't be more excited because there's nothing that's going to make me happier than the NFC East being won by a team that has six games or seven games. I mean, last week Zach and I talked about looking just at the numbers that there's just almost no way this team's going to win, that there's going to be any team winning more than five or six games. I would love to see a team get to seven or eight. And so I'm pumped about that. Happy that Washington showed up against the Steelers. Happy. I was watching that Giants Seahawks game closely, and I was very happy to see that. I wish the Saints would have lost to the Falcons, but they didn't. But it is what it is. There was a lot of close games this week. I got to tell you, I got NFL Red Zone, and I've got NFL Red Zone going, and there's four or five games coming down to game – potential game-winning drives. Did you see the Jets and the Raiders?
Dude, Greg Williams deserved to get fired after that. Oh, yes, that call. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Henry Ruggs, a 46-yard touchdown with 5 seconds left. Didn't Greg Williams like send an all-out blitz or something?
Yeah, cover zero.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Yeah,
terrible. Which, I mean, in his defense, we have Aaron Rodgers, right, who's the king of Hail Marys.
Right.
I cannot remember who we played against this year. I wish I could remember. It might have been the Buccaneers. No, because I want to say it was a game where we were – I can't remember. I just can't remember. But earlier this year, there was a Hail Mary opportunity to end the half, and they did not send an all-out blitz. They did not send a cover zero, but they did blitz, and that's what caused Aaron Rodgers not to have time to set up. The difference, there's a couple differences. First off, again, I want to reiterate, big difference between sending a blitz and going cover zero. Yeah. Next, Aaron Rodgers was about to try and hook it 70 yards on that play, and there's no chance he was going to be able to do that with just a flick of a wrist type thing. You know, I mean, as much as Aaron Rodgers is impressive, he has to load up for a 70-yard pass.
Right.
And then if all that's not enough, we also don't have Henry Ruggs in our team. And then if that all isn't enough, if that's all enough, like Derek Carr did not have to set to throw that ball. If all that's not enough, the play before Thomas, they had Nelson Aguilar wide open and Derrick Henry overthrew him by 10 yards. So they just got burned deep. And they're like, you know what we should do? I know that they didn't complete that last one. What if we did this again and didn't? And tried to get burned again. And I don't even get it. I mean, yeah, one of the fastest players in the game. It's dumb. And usually I'm the type of person, I like to kind of defend coaches. Like, they're doing something in the heat of the moment. You know, if Derek Carr had been sacked within a second, then, you know, everyone would have praised him. But this is not that situation. Like, that was a bad call. He deserved to get fired. Adam Gase also deserves to be fired. But, I mean, the good news is, I guess they're still on pace to get Trevor Lawrence.
I have a quick question to ask you. As bad as that play call was, and as much as Greg Williams probably deserved to get canned for that decision, are the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, what do you think of their performance going out there? Yeah, they were at New York, I believe. I think they were at New York. Yeah, they were at New York, and they almost lost to it at the time, an 0-11 team. Are the Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, are they a contender as far as being a contender in the AFC, or are they fake, do you think?
You know, I'm not sure. I think that they're one of those teams that are just – they're going to be one of those teams that kind of live and die. Like, they're good one week, bad the next. They're just inconsistent. They play up to their competition, and they play down to it. I mean, or they play 5 feet below it in that, like they did against the Falcons. Hmm. And so, I don't know. I think we're going to learn a lot this week. If they the problem is they have some important games. They have the Colts this week, which is, I mean, the Colts should are lead. Oh no, it's the Colts and the Titans that are battling it out for that division, right? I'm not forgetting correct. Someone. The Colts and Titans. Okay, so they. So that could be one of the wild card games. And then here in a couple weeks, they have an opportunity to play the Dolphins. Both games are at home. Both games are very closely related to the wild card game. If they can pull it together in those two games, they're making the playoffs. If they don't, if they lose, they could probably lose one, but they can't lose both. And so I think that's kind of where we're at with them. I don't know. I can't get a good read on this team. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. There's a couple teams out there right now that I just don't understand why. It's like, you know what? The best player on our team is Josh Jacobs. You know what we should do? And I know Josh Jacobs did not play yesterday. I know he did not. So don't come at me saying Josh Jacobs wasn't even in the game. But I'm talking about in previous weeks. Why will they not unleash Josh Jacobs? It's like, yes, Josh Jacobs good, but have you seen Devontae Booker? Let's see if we can get him out there for pass catching snaps. Like, what are we doing? We can't do that. It's the same thing with the Eagles right now and Miles Sanders. It's like, okay, so Carson Wentz sucks. What if we did this? What if we made him pass 80% of our plays and put 80% of our plays in his hands? Miles Sanders is good, but we only have 20% of the plays after we give the obvious 80% of the plays to our crappy quarterback. And what if we split that 20% of plays with Boston Scott? And oh, you know who else we should get? Jordan Howard. Yeah, he's a star. What if we got Jordan Howard? We took Miles Sanders off the field to put Jordan Howard in the game. It's like, do you like losing games? Like, keep Miles Sanders in the game. Same thing with the Raiders. Like, feed Josh Jacobs. Derek Carr is fine. He is not the MVP candidate. I love Derek Carr. I wanted Derek Carr to work out and continue to be good so bad. He's an average quarterback. He's not elite. Stop pretending like if you pass 40 times a game that you're going to end up winning a lot of these games, and feed Josh Jacobs.
Dude, that is very good point, by the way. That is Josh Jacobs. He's a young back, and he's literally one of the best backs in the NFL right now. I've always wondered why John Gruden has been conservative with like just being that downhill, nasty team they could be. With Josh Jacobs in, you know, in the lineup, I've always thought that was odd. And like you said, that I can't really put him anywhere in my mind as far as being a contender or a pretender, because they're just some weeks, you know, they played the Chiefs really strong. Well, they beat the Chiefs in the first time around, but the second time they, you know, played them very strong. And sometimes their defense, when they're healthy, they look very legit. And then, other times they can't get to the quarterback. So, dude, yeah, definitely agree with you. Speaking, David, you were talking about Derek Carr not being elite but being good. Speaking of another quarterback where that may be debatable among you, I think we land on the same page on this one, David. But what do you think of Baker Mayfield's performance going out there against the Titans, beating them 41-35?
That was impressive. That's not just an impressive showing by him. I think that was arguably his most impressive looking game of his career. And I know the Titans came back, but that was probably one of the most impressive games we've seen overall from the Titans or from the Browns in many years. Yeah. Like, they did everything they could to blow the game. They did every single thing they could to blow the game. Like, you know what, Baker Mayfield? Throw 4 touchdowns in the first half. Throw no more touchdowns. Like, you know, we're up. I can't remember exactly what they were up at halftime by.
38-7.
But it was like 30-something.
38-7.
So up 38-7, and then they scored 1 touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, they definitely did every single thing they could. But that first half was great. I was kind of – something opened my eyes a little bit to this with Baker Mayfield this week. Something that I've definitely overlooked. And I didn't think Baker Mayfield's as bad as most people think. I think that they just moved past Baker Mayfield. The Baker Mayfield, like basically what you said, Baker Mayfield's past the days of him potentially being a star. He's an average quarterback, a borderline, not want to say game manager, but that's what he's been over the last couple months. And I've kind of just figured that's where he's at for the rest of his career. They've had a lot of weather games in the last month, like 4 or 5 weather games in the last couple months that were just extreme weather games. And I wonder, now that goes all the way back to before Odell. I wonder what we're going to see here in these last couple weeks. This kind of, to me, the verdict is not in on whether he can be successful without Odell. Because there's all those truthers out there that are like, you know, Baker Mayfield can't play with Odell. He needs to play with the guy. He needs to play in a situation where he doesn't care who he's throwing the ball to. And he's just getting it to the open man. Well, let's see. Let's see. Because I thought that verdict was in. But I think this week it proved it wasn't in. I look back at those weather games. I was wrong, I think. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. 9-3.
Yeah, dude.
9-3.
Are they – yeah, dude. You know, I don't know if you remember this, but a few weeks ago they were almost – which we'll get to a little bit later in the show, but we'll get to another episode. But the podcast of Debt, they were actually one of the people we were thinking about putting on there.
Yeah, we thought that they were going to pull the Bears. Basically, what the Bears have actually done, we thought that the Browns were going to copy.
It was when they were sitting at 5-3, and I believe they pulled off 4 straight, I believe. Don't quote.
Yes, they have. 1, 2, 3, 4, yep. Yes. All the way going back to the Raiders, who was actually the last team to beat.
Wow. Well, do you think they are in the AFC? Let's just talk AFC. Are they a legit threat to, let's say, the Bills or the Chiefs?
I don't want to say they're not. They're not because they are. I don't think when it comes down to it, they're on that level. I don't think they're as consistent of a team. Now, if Baker can play like this more often, then they definitely are. But what they've been this year is a worse version. I don't want to say worse version of the Titans, but their offense has been a worse version of the Titans. You know, all year long, Baker Mayfield has not played on the same level as Ryan Tannehill. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are great, but they've not done what Derrick Henry does on his own. You know, Jarvis Landry's kind of had a little bit of a down year. You know, A.J. Brown is amazing. And so, to me, when I look, yes, they definitely have a better defense than the Titans. But to me, when I look at that team, like, I think that there's a better team that plays very similar to them in that conference. I mean, and I don't think – what happened? We know what the Chiefs can do. What happens when all of a sudden, for a quarter, Baker Mayfield makes a mistake or two? Patrick Mahomes all of a sudden puts up 30 points in a quarter. Like, it's over. You know, and the Steelers are too balanced. Their defense is good, but their defense isn't as good as the Steelers.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think now they can. We know that they have the talent, but me personally, I don't think that they're gonna. I'm not ready to say that they're going to be a legit contender.
Dude, I'm in the same boat as you. I, as well as Baker Mayfield played this week, you know, just to be very honest, we haven't seen consistency, or we haven't seen Baker, you know, put a season of this impressiveness together. So I don't know yet, but I do know.
And we both love Baker, right? I mean, I guess I haven't talked to you in a while, but. I think we're both Baker fans.
Yes.
Are you still on Baker's
bandwagon here?
So, I mean, we're cheering for him, but
we got to see it. Yeah. More importantly, too, is we got to see Cleveland not jinx themselves and you know, finish out the season. They do play the two New York teams which, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about the Giants. That may not be easy, but they do play the Ravens and the Steelers as well. So they do have an easy game with the Jets, but they'll have some tests.
And those Ravens and Steelers games are going to be big.
Yeah.
I think. Like, what we know, that, like what you just talked about, their genes, their mental hurdles. Well, this is a team that's been – we saw early in the year with the Steelers. I mean, what happened last time they played the Steelers? The Steelers destroyed them 30-7. They went in there 4-1 thinking that they were going to do something. Oh, no, 3-2, I'm sorry. They wait, what? 1-2-3. They went in there 3-1. Yeah, 4-1. If I could count, you know, this podcast would go so much more smoothly. But actually, I'm going to blame that one on my researcher. You're fired. Get out of here, Jim.
You're fired,
Jim. They went into the Steelers, feeling pretty confident, 4-1, and they got wrecked 38-7. So we're going to see. They play the Ravens next week. Then they're going to play the Steelers to end the year at the Dog Pound. We're going to see. If they can't compete with that team, it doesn't matter because – They have to get past the mental hurdles, and we're going to see. I'm not going to say I don't think they can do it. I thought they were going to beat the Steelers earlier in the year or compete with them at least, and they did not. So I guess we'll just see.
Yeah, dude, I agree. Well, man, that kind of does it for our weekly recap. Unless you have anything else, I want to get your quick opinion. Do you think the Patriots are coming back and they're going to win the Super Bowl?
I do not. I think that Bill Belichick played a rookie quarterback. And I mean, Anthony Lynn's not it. Anthony Lynn's not it. He might be it for another year or so, I guess. Anthony Lynn's not it. And so okay. I think we saw the combination of those two things come to fruition.
Yeah, dude. I think that's a good take. I think that you can very – very well.
Cam Newton had freaking 69 yards passing.
He did run it in for two scores, though.
He did run it in for two scores.
Well, you know.
And did you see Stid got in? Your guy Stid. We haven't talked about Stid's touchdown pass.
Dude, oh, yeah, he did throw a touchdown, huh?
2 for 3, 61 yards and a touchdown from Stid.
If those aren't MVP numbers.
Oh, don't forget his rushing game, too. 2 carries, -2 yards.
If those aren't MVP numbers, dude, I don't know what are.
Dude, we have to do – we're going to have to do up the ante here on this water bet because this wasn't – that you didn't lose this water bet. This water bet, there's something crazy. We have to – I don't know what the answer is, but you need to go above and beyond to pay off this debt.
Oh, no. I'm already in debt like 3 water bets. Could I just like exchange all 3 of them for like something big? But
you can exchange all 3 of them for 4 water bets.
Oh, you know that doesn't help me at all.
It helps me a lot though. So, all righty. Well, is there anything else you had, Thomas? Or I think that might be it for the show.
Yeah, I think that's it, man. Why don't you close us out for this episode?
All righty. Again, we will be back this week. We are doing a 2 episode a week podcast now. 2 episodes a week podcast. We will be back. So if you're listening to this Wednesday night, if you listen to this Wednesday morning, get back on, listen to it Thursday. If you forget Thursday, oh man, now you're just gonna have to listen to us in the weekend. That's the answer. You will listen to both episodes. This is not a hypnotist thing. But it's more like self-talk, but I'm telling you, it's like self-talk for others. You will listen to all the podcasts. No, we'll be back. We'll be back later this week talking about some teams that are dead and previewing the next week. I hope you guys all have an amazing couple days until you listen to us again, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for joining us here on the Let's Get Ready to Football podcast. Follow us on Instagram at ReadyToFootballPod or leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/ReadyToFootballPod. And make sure you hit subscribe so you can come back next week and hear another great edition of the podcast. Have a great week.